This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
There's data that is actually showing that, you know, a child, in fact, baby and child skincare market is expected to experience an annual growth rate of about 7.7% until 2028. So we thought it would be necessary for us to explore, you know, this subject, whether it's necessary for this, you know, products or, you know, the industry is just driven by the bottom line.
I have so many questions. I have so many questions, and I'm glad we have an expert who can help us navigate the conversation. We have two dermatologists from Skin Reco, Dr. Danielle Ganda, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Doc. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. Doc, I'm trying my best not to come across as judgmental. Maybe I'm not open-minded enough. Like, I'm really fighting myself, but because I have so many questions. I think first up, I want to understand the whole idea of social media, you know, just making things popular and the likes. Now, with this whole thing of toddlers becoming influencers of luxury skincare and serums and even makeup, as a professional, do you think it's a necessary trend?
I definitely don't think it's a necessary trend. I think, like you said, social media creates this exposure to kids, though, and preteens, and they have this idea that they need to get involved in it. And so while I don't think it's a necessary trend, I do think there may be a space for it in a safe way, because they are creating skincare lines that are specifically guided towards kids. The ingredients would then be kind of dosed and made specifically for children. But this is such a tricky area to play in, and I definitely don't think this is a necessary space that we should be encouraging.
But
and
you
I think
know
it's
what?
Potentially dangerous.
You know what? Now that you say, well, now that you've just said what you've said, I come to think of it, already as it is, we have baby products. You know, those are products that are much gentler, much lighter, and you have brands that are created specifically for that. So I don't know if that's another way to look at it, but maybe let's look at some of the dangers that come with exposing a young child to some of the skincare products originally designed for adults. Like, for example, serums and makeup. Because, I mean, when you look at a baby's skin, already baby skin is just so snookums and just so it's plump and juicy looking and healthy looking. You know what I mean? And when babies get like eczema or whatnot, I know, like what I just said, some of those products that you would want to balance out, they're more gentler. Your thoughts around these luxury skincare that are geared for adults used on babies?
I think the danger lies in the way it's marketed. Like you said, it's serums, it's makeup, and those are things that are not needed for toddlers. Those are not things that we should be encouraging, and that's not stuff that we should be pushing into their space and having them focus on. I think the danger is actually a twofold thing. In terms of the physical condition of the skin, we're creating a space where we're actively damaging the barrier now. The skin, like you said, is plump, it's lovely. It's so well balanced in toddlers. They don't have issues. Their collagen is at a great level. Their hydration is at a good level. And so they don't get sebum production where in adults like we do. And so to kind of add products and overuse it in skincare, in skin that's perfectly balanced, is actually really dangerous. And what we're actually seeing a lot of the times is in America, where the products are actually being pushed in this kind of marketing line for makeup, for serum, we've seen that there's a 63% increase in pediatric burns due to cosmetic use. And that's a very big danger. You're actually damaging the skin in a way that might not always be solvable. And so what we're also seeing is allergic reactions. We're seeing irritation. And we're also seeing masking of chronic conditions such as eczema, such as psoriasis, that might need specific medical treatment. Those are being masked by the use of these cosmetics, because now we're thinking, oh, is that being caused by the cosmetics? That's not actually something I need to focus on. Maybe I can just stop that. And so I think the other danger as well, like I said, it's a twofold issue, is psychologically. We're creating a space in where we're making toddlers and we're making our preteens as well as teenagers focus on an issue that is not something that we want to be. Negative body issue is a major issue. It's a major psychological issue. And it's not something that we should be emphasizing in that age. they're so impressionable at that age, and they're so moldable. And so when we kind of model behaviors that focus on things like skincare, and not in a way that's safe for them, and not in a way that kind of makes it part of a routine, such as brushing our teeth and things like that, and emphasize it, I think that can be very dangerous.
Yeah. So what do you say to an influencer mommy whose this sounds exciting to, and they're thinking, oh my goodness, we're going to have that Mommy and Me makeup date and create content around that. What should they consider first, and what should they look out for?
I think the best thing, if you do want to create these little moments for you and your kids, I think it's important that we look at the ingredients. Things that are safe for adults, like we might think that acids such as hyaluronic acid is always marketed as a safe thing, but it's safe for adults. It's not safe for kids. And so when we use products for kids, we want to make sure that it's gentle, it's fragrance-free, that it's suitable for skin, it's moisturizing. When we say use products, we're saying a gentle cleanser, we're saying a gentle moisturizer and a sunblock. That is the most that we should be using on kids. And I think the important thing is we can buy, like, you know, facial mask sheets that don't have product in it. And you can use safe things like moisturizers that are geared towards kids. We've always had skincare products differentiated for kids. And we can use the ones that are available. It doesn't have to be the products that we use. We can use safe skincare products and make the date about more than the skincare. Incorporate other activities in it and just kind of set up a routine where we're using safe products, and I think that's the most important thing.
No, thank you so much, Doc, you know, for having this conversation with us and just being so open and frank and informative. We appreciate your time. That's dermatologist from Skin Recode, Dr. Danielle Gounder, was talking to us about this new trend of makeup and skincare lines targeted for toddlers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.